In today's episode, we are going to discuss and dissect student life as a first-generation immigrant. As someone who has grown up as a first-generation immigrant, I have always wondered if other people from other cultures grew up similarly. In today's episode, we're specifically focusing on school life, though, and I'm going to be interviewing some of my classmates who grew up similarly to me and who are also first-generation immigrants. So I'm going to be interviewing Salil, Agurtu, and Jamie. So I am doing this interview because I think that it is important for people who live, I wouldn't say differently, but who, you know, have grown up differently from American-raised children, that they have the opportunity to talk about their lifestyle and their family and, you know, their views as a first-generation immigrant. In an environment where they won't be judged. So the point of today's episode is really to see how many students who are first-generation immigrants are often, like, stressed, or, you know, what has their family done to get them where they are at in their school life. I'm going to be asking her some questions about being a first-generation immigrant. So for starters, how do you think being a first-generation immigrant has shaped you as a student?
I feel like it's definitely encouraged me to do the best I can, because having immigrant parents and their ideas of how you should be at school and all that has definitely put a lot of pressure on me. I have to get a good grade on this test, I have to get good grades and all that, and, like, of course, like, it's good to have all those things, but it's really, like, it's stressful. But I feel like it's also, the benefit of that is, like, working as hard as I can to get those good grades, and, like, it's kind of like a reward for all that.
That goes into my next question. So you mentioned you feel pressured. Did you feel a lot of it growing up? And do you think it helps you, or do you think it, like, kind of worsened your academic career, kind of?
I feel like it's definitely both, because the pressure did encourage me to kind of do my best I can. And, like, the stress also was very hard, but, like, at the same time, I feel like without being pressured and having all that stress, I wouldn't have gotten the good grades I have so far. But at the same time, the pressure did cause me a lot of, like, stress. And, like, it wasn't, like, the good type of stress. It was, like, I would get burnt out a lot, and it would just be really hard to kind of get myself back up to be more, what is it called? To actually want to get good grades and all that. But eventually, like, I was pressured again, I got stressed again, and it's, like, kind of like a cycle, but I feel like it has its good side and a bad side at the same time.
Would you go back in time and listen to any advice that your parents gave you regarding school and life?
There's nothing specific I can really think of. I mean, of course, they always told me to do my best in school and all that. I mean, actually, they did tell me never to rely on anybody, which is, I think, why, well, like any other parent, they want their kids to do good in school, of course, but, like, they always wanted me to, like, do things for myself, of course, because relying on other people won't get you anywhere, and you can't really trust everyone, so you kind of need to learn to depend on yourself more than just relying on others. So I feel like that's something that's really important, not just like a life thing. Also, right, getting good grades in school and all that, leading up to that.
So, right. Yeah. So for my last question, how do you think your school life would be different if you weren't raised the way you were?
I mean, I feel like depending on your environment, I wouldn't say I would have done worse, because it really depends on who you're around and how they kind of, like, operate kind of or whatever. I feel like, personally, I feel like I would want to do good in school. But I guess it depends on how, like, a person, I don't know. It's like, I feel like I would still want to do good in school, but I guess it really depends on the circumstances of how you grew up and all that. But, yeah.
Right.
Do you think growing up as a first-generation immigrant has shaped your, like, academic career or, like, impacted it in any way? And if so, is it positive or negative?
I would say it's a mix of both, because positively that makes me, you know, work harder. At the same time, you know, negatively, it can be, you know, overwhelming and too much at times.
Is there any advice that you wish you listened to that your parents gave you, like, when you were younger?
I would say, yeah, I do wish that I listened a little bit more, because, you know, I would say when I was younger, I didn't really try as much. And I wish I did a little bit more, like, around maybe, like, not younger, but, like, around freshman year. And, like, around that time, I wish I worked a little harder, because I feel like I slacked a bit, you know?
Do you think, like, the constant pressure is a good or bad thing? Or do you, like, or do you think that your parents do not pressure you enough or, like, at all?
I think the constant pressure is, I don't like it. I think it's a little too much, because it makes me, you know, overwhelmed. And just feel like, you know, when I'm not doing the best, I'm disappointing them, you know, not, like, living up to it and, like, doing better for them.
In, like, the future, if you decide to have kids, do you think you'd use, like, the same, like, methods that your parents, like, used, like, when upbringing you? Or would you incorporate some of it or, like, none at all?
I think I'll incorporate some of it, but not all of it, because, like, I said, it can be overwhelming and, like, put a lot on people's shoulders or my future kids' shoulders. So I'll incorporate some, but I won't. Not all of it.
Okay, so would you, like, want to have grown up differently in any way?
I would say in ways, yes. But I feel like overall, I'm happy with the way that my parents grew up. Like, they tried their best. That's right. All you can really, like, I feel like, no. I feel like I like the way that I was growing up.
What is something that you want people to take away from this interview and, like, from your perspective of growing up as a first-generation immigrant?
To, you know, always, like, try your best and do your best. Like, try not to give up when you feel overwhelmed or feel like you're obligated to be the best or, you know, just be better than others, which is kind of what they put on you. Like, you have to be the best. You have to do this because you have to make us proud. This, that. I feel like just try your best and don't, like, give up on yourself.
Right. And so something Salil said, she said don't take things for granted. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, don't take things for granted, because some people don't even have that. So, yeah, I feel like definitely don't take things for granted.
I'm Jamie Astadze.
So, Jamie, how do you think growing up as a first-generation immigrant has, like, shaped your student life and the life you have, like, right now?
So, my parents grew up not having, like a neighborhooding education, like, an education that was close to them or, like, financially available for them. So that caused me to, like, see education as more of an advantage than, like, something that's supplemented, like it is normalized here in the United States. So because of that, my parents always forced me to do extra stuff and, I guess, involve myself around school. And I think that's shaped me the way I am, because it shows my efforts to try to be different and, like, take advantage of what's right in front of me and what I have as a first generation kid, and, like, being the first American out of my whole entire family, and balancing that and having to meet up to my parents' expectations, not only educationally but also I guess emotionally, has really shaped the way I am and how I interact with people around me.
So are you stressed a lot because of your family, or no? Or, like, if yes, is it a good thing or a bad thing?
So the way my parents see it is that, like, good grades and being involved in school is what wraps around basically having a good education. And they're so close-minded that I can't, like, explain that, like, also volunteering and doing stuff outside of school and prioritizing yourself and, like, giving back to your community is what mainly admissions really look at. And so it's, like, trying to meet up to my parents' expectations in an Americanized way so they don't really know anything and I have to explain stuff. And then that kind of, like, backlashes on me because they're like, well, you're the first American here.
Right.
And you're not living up to what we're telling you because we know how life really is. But really, it's, like, all changed because they came
here. They're used to what they grew up on.
Yeah, they're used to what they saw on television. They're used to what they thought was the reality of the United States, but it's far different.
Right.
And so because of that, it's, like, I have to, I, like, walk on eggshells trying not to disappoint my parents but also trying not to harm myself because I don't want to stress myself out so much that I end up harming my mental health physically or emotionally. And I guess it like helps at times because it pushes me like, oh, I need to do good in this because it helps me with this. And then like I have this like burden that I can't ask my parents for because they've already done so much. And so like I push myself to overdo things so that I won't need to depend on somebody else, knowing that, like, my parents, they still believe that anything and everything I do is not right.
Right. I feel like that's just, like, the thing with most immigrant parents. And it might be different in, like, some cultures and, you know, other places, but, you know, there is a lot of stress and there is, you know, a lot that you yourself have to sacrifice in order to make them proud. And, you know, it's not easy at all. So last question, would you change anything like now, or like, is there anything that you wish you listened to from your parents, or like, just like anything that you would change, would you change it? Or are you satisfied with where you're at right now?
Anything they tell me really, it's going like on the contrast of what I say. So they love saying that I always think that I'm right because anything and everything I say or do is literally proven right. And so it like turns into this huge argument and stuff, but like things that my parents have told me to do or like suggested me to do or like forced me to do, I don't have like a beneficiary outcome of it. It's more of like doing it so that I don't disappoint them. So it doesn't really help me. And I feel it does make me wish that sometimes they'd listen to me, but it doesn't make me wish that, like, I'd listen to them because of it. I feel like I just waste my time trying to please them, but yet I still want to please them because it's more of, like, an internal thing. The only thing they really wish that could change is, like, I guess, like, having parents that understand. That's it, really, because my mom, she's super heavy on, well, I do all of this for you guys. I do this and this and that. And she, like, backlashes on me. And then when I, like, tell her, like, that's what parents are supposed to do, she's so quick with saying, oh, but you don't help around the house. You don't do this. You don't do that. And so I have to balance all of that together. And I have to, like, explain to her that sometimes the way that you grew up and the way I grew up, it's different because everybody's different. And obviously, comparing to her going to Roosevelt here, to this school, it's like she doesn't know the difference. She expects everything to be easy, and yet when I show her everything I do, she's like, why are you doing that?
Right. Yeah. Well, thank you. That's it.
So to finish off this episode, we have looked at three different people and their experiences as a first-generation immigrant. We have learned that there are many difficulties and lots of pressure, but it is not impossible to get a good education. Education is important to everyone and should be accessible no matter who you are or where you are in the world.